Impeachment is quickly disappearing into the rearview mirror as voters turn their attention to this year's presidential election. But what did we learn from the experience beyond the partisan warfare that has consumed the nation? Delmarva Public Radio essayist Steve Plotkin raises questions about the ability of our 18th century document known as the Constitution to meet the light-speed demands of the 21st century.
Recent events have highlighted three structural shortcomings in our system of American democracy. 1. Speedy justice. First is an inadequate judiciary which exhibited totally insufficient vigor to respond to contemporary demands. Operating in customary Byzantine fashion, the federal judiciary was a total mismatch with the operating speed required by the other two branches. With speedy justice measured in years, the court's inability to quickly resolve basic issues neutered the influence of the judiciary. This reality forced a democratic strategy that avoided legal entanglements. With real life operating at light speeds, the courts proved irrelevant. If we were in the 1800s, it would be acceptable to drag along at judicial speeds, but not in 2020. America needs a legal fast-track mechanism. Maybe subcontract to Amazon for overnight delivery of retail justice. 2. Patriot games. The second failure is a glaring absence and lack of patriotic and valorous behavior among legions of elected and appointed federal officials. The quote, "they were all in on it," unquote, encompassed hundreds of officials, each sworn to uphold the Constitution and law with integrity. Yet, there was merely one official whistleblower, just one. Worse still, considering the federal minions, there were a mere handful of witnesses to testify on wrongdoing. Where was the integrity of their venerable supervisors? What happened to basic ethics and duty to country? Where were the patriots of our generation? How do we explain the selfish and self-serving behavior of an array of trusted public officials? Perhaps the solution resides in the ballot box. 3. It's party fealty time. Widely anticipated, the third failure was raised to astronomical heights. Fealty to party over country rendered sacred oaths, fidelity, personal integrity, pledges to common duty to the trash heap. It seems the founders didn't contemplate the extent of fealty to party and its effect to nullify basic integrity, legal ethics, and oaths to God. The absolute loyalty to a central force pervaded the impeachment trial proceedings, where the evidence was self-evident for all to see. This massive absence of integrity and fidelity will cost us dearly in the future. Perhaps we should consider a fealty test now for all party members. Approaching 250 years old, America has a moral rot to deal with and perhaps should engage Big Pharma to find the antidote. This is Steve Plotkin.